This is VOA News. I'm Joe Ramsey. A suicide bombing and another blast ripped through two mosques in Pakistan on Friday, killing at least 57 people and injuring more than 60 amid events marking the birthday of the Prophet Muhammad, police and health officials said. No group has claimed responsibility for the blast, one of which trapped dozens of people under rubble, media said. They come amid a surge in militant attacks, raising the stakes for security forces ahead of general elections set for January. Barrier-breaking U.S. Senator Dianne Feinstein has died at 90, AP Washington correspondent Sagar Magani reports.
Feinstein was San Francisco's first female mayor, and after being elected to the Senate in 1992, was one of California's first two female senators. Feinstein was the first woman to head the Senate Intelligence Committee. She was a centrist Democrat who sought middle ground across the aisle while also advocating for the environment, reproductive rights, and gun control. Feinstein was the oldest sitting senator, and her health visibly declined in recent years when she often became confused while speaking publicly. She announced earlier this year she would not run for re-election. Sagar Magani at the White House.
Ukrainian tank crews in eastern Ukraine see the first delivery of U.S. Abrams tanks to Kyiv as a boost that will offer them more protection and firepower in battle. President Volodymyr Zelensky said this week Ukraine had taken delivery of its first shipment of U.S. jet-powered Abrams tanks to help in the defense against Russia's invasion. Ukrainian tank crews training in the Donetsk region of eastern Ukraine said once they're deployed, they'll be a big step up from Soviet-era tanks. This is VOA News. Refugees from Nagorno-Karabakh continue to cross into Armenia by the thousands, with more than half the population of the enclave evacuated since Monday. VOA's Heather Murdoch reports from Goris, Armenia, on the road leading from Nagorno-Karabakh.
In mid-September, after decades of off-and-on wars, Azerbaijan swiftly gained control of the entirety of Nagorno-Karabakh, a self-declared republic that lies well within Azerbaijan's internationally recognized borders. Here in the border area, aid workers offer food, water, and some services as families enter Armenia.
But many families say the housing facilities here for refugees are full, and the patchwork of aid groups does not appear to be prepared to help the tens of thousands more people expected to arrive in the next few days.
Heather Murdoch, VOA News, Goris, Armenia.
A medical student suspected of shooting three people dead in Rotterdam had a history of psychotic behavior and a conviction for animal abuse. He likely targeted his victims intentionally, police and prosecutors said. The shooting in the Netherlands on Thursday, as prosecutors said they are still investigating the suspect's motive, but confirmed Friday they had previously notified the suspect's university of his problematic behavior. Large groups of migrants have been flocking across the border into the U.S. in recent days, risking their lives as well as tougher consequences. Reuters correspondent Diane Tao reports.
U.S. border officials have found themselves receiving migrants of all ages pushing across the Rio Grande. Undeterred by coils of razor wire and against new rules by President Joe Biden's administration to try and stymie illegal immigration. Large groups have been trying their luck to cross the river into the United States near a railroad bridge in Eagle Pass, Texas. Reuters witnessed migrants, at times including small children, navigating the strong river currents, then squeezing between razor wire laid along the banks by the Texas National Guard.
Reuters correspondent Diane Tao. Russia hosted Taliban leaders for talks on regional security Friday as it seeks to forge ties with Afghanistan's new rulers and assert itself as a major power in the region. Since U.S. forces pulled out of Kabul in August 2021, Russia and China have taken advantage of the vacuum, holding talks with the Taliban despite deep ideological and historical rifts. The Taliban seized control of Afghanistan shortly after U.S. troops left, imposing their strict interpretation of Sharia law and cracking down on women's rights. I'm Joe Ramsey, VOA News.